Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Tanana. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy takes first base on ball four. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Remy moves to third. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Remy scores. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp bunts towards the right side of the infield. Remy misplays the ball. That's an error on Remy. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. J. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lansford. Kemp goes all the way around to score. Jackson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Jackson scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Tigers. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Parrish moves to third. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Parrish tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Remy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Remy moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Remy moves to third. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-1 in the game. Trammell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-1 in the game. Gibson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-1 in the game. Kemp is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lansford strikes out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-1 in the game. Stapleton strikes out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-1 in the game. Gedman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lansford. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wackenfuss for the out. Jackson moves to second. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Brookins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-2 in the game. Wackenfuss hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0-for-2 in the game. Gedman strikes out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Miller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Brookins is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitaker. The throw from Gedman and he is out, Hoffman applying the tag. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-3 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoffman scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Kevin Saucier now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. Gibson strikes out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 3 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tanana fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tanana fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Dave Razima now pitching. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Lansford moves to third. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 0 for 3 in the game. Gedman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lansford scores. Stapleton moves to second. It's 4-3, Tigers. Reed Nichols pinch runs for Rich Gedman. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish fires to second and picks off Stapleton for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nichols moves to second. Gary Hancock pinch hits for Glenn Hoffman. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Remy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nichols scores. Miller moves to second. It's Red Sox, 4, Tigers, 4. Dave Tobik now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Evans is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Julio Valdez now playing shortstop. Reed Nichols now playing right field. Gary Allinson now catching. Bob Stanley now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Champ Summers pinch hits for John Wackenfuss. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a pop-up towards short. Valdez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mick Kelleher now playing third base. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice is called out on strikes. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Stapleton strikes out. Two outs. Joe Rudy pinch hits for Reed Nichols. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Rudy now playing right field. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valdez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-4 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Julio Valdez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valdez bunts towards the mound. Tobik fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Remy is walked intentionally. Gary Allinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allinson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Miller scores. Remy moves to second. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Kinney now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Remy moves to third. Allinson moves to second. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lansford takes first base on ball 4. Remy scores. Allinson moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Stapleton hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-4 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Gibson reaches third base with a triple. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-4 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Gibson scores. It's 6-5, Red Sox. John Tudor now pitching. Lynn Jones pinch hits for Champ Summers. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.